Hare Krishna. Morning, dear devotees. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. We have no announcements. So we'll begin with Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And I'm going to leave time for japa today. For those in North America who still have rounds to chant, and for myself as well, who would like to chant some japa today. So let's see how things unfold, but at least that's my intention now. And also, if you remember, last class, I said that many of the verses which we're going to be reading now are verses that we've already discussed previously in relationship to the verses that we were reading at the time, and they were relevant, so I discussed them. So rather than elaborate on the same verses again, I'm going to do a little bit more reading. I said I was going to do that last session, but I ended up speaking about Karuna Ras. But I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot of verses that we've already covered. So I'm just going to cover them again this evening, and we'll be doing some reading. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Volume 2, Chapter 4. Text 129. Yes? Okay. Shri Narada Uvacha Ita Parataram Prapyam Kinchid Nastiti Yatvaya Manyate yukti santatya tat satyam kalunanyata. Shri Narada said, by a chain of logical reasoning, you have concluded that nothing is higher to achieve than this abode, and you are certainly correct. Truth, the truth cannot be other than this. No commentary. Yam cha sviyeshta devasya vinodam dhyana sangatam sakshad atra nubhavatum tatai vechasti sarvata. Even so, you desire to see with your own eyes your worshipable Lord's pleasure pastimes that appear to you in meditation. You want to see those pastimes here in Vaikuntha and in full detail. Commentary. While practicing meditation on his mantra, Gopakumara would see in his mind Lord Madan Gopal and his unique pastimes. Narada knew that Gopakumara's unfulfilled ambition was to see those same pastimes in Vaikuntha, to see them with his own eyes and experience them fully. I'm going to read the next verse too. (Clears throat) Tasyapi so chanta sukha pradayakas chetohara pitivishesha gochara gopyo tamastad raja lokavan maha premaikalabhyo sulabho himadrisham. Those pastimes give even the Lord himself the greatest pleasure. They enchant the heart, but only by a special kind of love can they be perceived. They are the most confidential mystery. One can approach them only with the highest degree of prema, like that of the residents of Raja. Surely those pastimes can never be seen by persons like me. Commentary. In contrast to the various speculative opinions of the Vaikuntha devotees about the status of the Lord's pastimes in Gokul, Narada reveals to Gopakumar the conclusive truth about that special abode. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksha Unminitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Hungum Langayate Garim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurundina Taranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pasta Chade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Last class, we ended on the verse 128 with translation. After hearing my whole story, Narada sighed a little, glanced around, drew me near, and compassionately spoke to me in a soft voice. In summary, last class we spoke about Narada's compassion he was feeling towards Gopakumara. We spoke about Shokarati, which is a Gaunarati, which is the attachments which awakens compassion, Karuna Ras, spiritual attachment, of course. And therefore, we explained, I believe we talked a little bit about elaborating on the conversation which Narada and Gopakumar were about to begin, which should not be taken as mutual commiseration of their sufferings, but should be understood to be a manifestation of their ecstasies, especially Narada Muni's ecstasy that he was feeling of compassion towards Gopakumar. And because of his observation of the lamentation that Gopakumar had, which we also explained many times and last time as well, his lamentation, his dissatisfaction were all arranged by the Lord to stimulate, to further stimulate his impetus and his inspiration, which was affixed in his heart for Vraja Bhakti or Goloka Vrindavan. And the conversation begins today. And that in that conversation, Narada first tells Gopakumar that by a chain of logical reasoning, You have concluded that nothing is higher to achieve than this abode, and you are certainly correct. The truth cannot be other than this. Even so, you desire to see with your own eyes your worshipable Lord's pleasure pastimes that appear to you in meditation. You want to see those pastimes here in Vaikuntha and in full detail. These verses have been covered extensively. I'm not going to repeat an explanation of them. Hopefully they are clear, although surprisingly, when I looked at the chat section after last class, there was a question, why was Gopa Kumara feeling dissatisfaction? And I was a little, I just assumed that whoever wrote the question was probably not in previous classes. But I didn't see it until after class was over, and I happened to notice in the chat session that question was there. But as we've been repeatedly discussing, his satisfaction was only apparent. It was not real dissatisfaction. It was a dissatisfaction, spiritual dissatisfaction, which was stimulated and arranged by the Lord for Gopa Kumara's further progress to his desired destination. And that is also brought out in the next verse. You desire to see with your own eyes your worshipable Lord's pleasure pastimes that appear to you in meditation. You want to see those pastimes here in Vaikuntha and in full detail. Those pastimes give even the Lord himself the greatest pleasure. They enchant the heart, but only by a special kind of love can they be perceived. Now, don't forget, this is Gopa Kumara speaking to the Mathura Brahmin. So when you first read it, you see that one can approach, Gopa Kumara speaking, saying one can approach them only with the highest degree of prema, like that of the residents of Vraj. And you might think, well, how's he talking about Vraj? He's not supposed to know about it, Vraj, yet. And he doesn't know about it. Narada Muni is telling this. He's simply repeating Narada Muni's words to him, to the Mathura Brahmin. And Narada Muni is telling him about Vraj. And Gopa Kumara is still not aware of its existence, although he knows within his heart that he wants more of a reciprocation of his feelings towards, again, the Supreme Lord, his Ishtadev. And this will come out in the next verse also, because Narada Muni is going to say to him, not in the next verse. In the next verse? Yes. Yes. In the next verse. Well, we'll get to there. But the point is that Gopa Kumara is still thinking that I want this relationship with the Supreme Lord. And that in it of itself is incompatible with the mood of Goloka. Because in Goloka, Supreme Lord is Narayan. And Krishna is my friend. So there's a certain incompatibility there that's still in Gopa Kumara's heart and his mind, that he's looking for this relationship with the Supreme Lord. And Narada Muni will bring this out in the next verse. But before we get to that verse, I have a few more things I want to say. As Narada Muni is telling Gopu Kumara, they are the most confidential mystery. One can approach them only with the highest degree of prema, like that of the residents of Raj. Surely those pastimes can never be seen by persons like me. Narada Muni is speaking of himself. I don't even get a chance to see these pastimes. I don't get a chance to be there with the permanent status of I still see and I can relate to what you're going through. As we said, he was also feeling sad about himself, but he didn't want to present that to Gopu Kumara because he didn't want to make Gopu Kumara any more sad than he already was. Another important point that I wanted to bring out is that Narada Muni is telling Gopu Kumara in this verse that those pastimes give even the Lord himself the greatest pleasure. And this is something we've already discussed, but there is a verse and a few verses, but one that came to mind, I remembered in the later section, the verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Rasayana verses that Sanatha Goswami included in the last chapter of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He includes many verses about Vrindavan. And one of those verses is a prayer spoken by Lord Brahma. And I'm not going to read the whole commentary. It's a long commentary. But I'm going to read one small section of the commentary which will expand a little bit on this point, how Vrindavan is most pleasing to him, and how even the Lord himself feels restricted in his expression of his own affectionate relationships, which he wishes to share with his loving, we've discussed this, which he wishes to share with his devotees in Goloka, but he's feeling a little bit restricted by that. And we have given various examples of that, like the time when he takes the flute in his hands and he begins to experience emotion, and then Uddhava has to bring him back and, you know, not here, you know, and remind him, don't forget what everybody expects from you here. And then, of course, we also spoke about in relationship to the first part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, then where the Lord had to satisfy his devotees in Dwarka. And anyways, I'm not going to go through it all again. This is another verse. This is another verse and a commentary which elaborates on this point of how it seems Krishna is restricted in the expression of his love when he's anywhere but Vrindavan. It seems that way. Now the devotees there don't see that. And the Lord also, because his pastimes are so unlimited, the Lord is Akila Rasamrita Sindhu. He's an ocean of rasa, and he's reciprocating with pure unalloyed love. So it's not that the devotees there are feeling like, where are you, Krishna? Why aren't you? Can't you give me more attention? It's not like that. It's just the unlimited nature of Krishna's pastimes. And because Krishna enjoys in unlimited ways with unlimited devotees who have unlimited moods, but which are not specifically the special moods of Goloka, but he is fully satisfying them. So when we read this verse and small commentary, please don't think, because when you hear it, don't think, oh, well, Krishna's really suffering in Vaikuntha. It's not like that at all. But it gives a sense of how Krishna is restricted. And it also gives a sense to help us understand why Gopakumar is not getting what he wants from the Lord. The Lord, quote unquote, the Supreme Lord. His friend, he'll get it. But from the Lord, he's not getting it. Even though he's happy, he's blissful, and Narada Muni is even going to try to tell him, look, don't suffer like this. Please understand. They're the same personality. They're the same person. Just look at him that way. He's the same person that you're looking for. And Gopakumar will make that adjustment and then be very happy again. But it doesn't last. It doesn't last. So I wanted to read this verse. It's verse 102 in the chapter 7. It's a verse by Lord Brahma. And in his prayer, he says, Tavad ragadiyastenas, tavat kara griham griham, tavan moho mahon gri nigado, yavat Krishna nate janaha. My dear Lord Krishna, until people become your devotees, their material attachments and desires remain plunderers. Their homes remain prisons, and their affectionate feelings for their family members remain foot shackles. Now, there are various explanations to this verse, and one explanation which is given by Sanatana Goswami. He gives different explanations, but this one he says, still another explanation of Brahma's statement, when one reads its grammar differently, is that Krishna will be anxious until everyone in the universe becomes his devotee. Until then, Krishna's attachments and desires will be like thieves that rob him of his mental equilibrium and self-satisfaction, and his abodes in Vaikuntha and elsewhere will be like prisons, because the company of those who constantly live with him will restrict his freedom. The special affection he has for Mahalakshmi and others in Vaikuntha will be like foot shackles that restrict his movement and prevent him from always enjoying the company of his dearest devotees. He will not feel the ecstasies of intimate reciprocation, therefore, but only the pains of separation. Thus, Brahma predicts that after Krishna leaves the Vrajavasis to go to Mathura, he will always feel separation from them and always remain indebted. So here, you get a sense of why the residents of Vraj are the greatest recipients of Krishna's mercy, because Krishna's feelings of separation for them also, as we've talked about before, his feelings of separation for them is beyond any other feeling. It, as today's verse we just read, those pastimes give even the Lord himself the greatest pleasure. Those pastimes. And Narada Muni is telling that Krishna is most pleased, most satisfied. He's the happiest because he gets a chance to feel also these feelings of separation from those devotees who love him the most and their feelings of separation. Now, of course, he also gets a chance to experience it in the highest degree in the mood of a devotee as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And not only in the mood of the devotee, but to the highest degree, the highest devotee who, until, as Sanatana Goswami says, until you hear about this kind of separation from Srimati Radhika herself, you'll never be able to understand what this kind of separation is. So to the highest degree is experienced by Lord Chaitanya himself. But Krishna experiences separation. And that is the point that Lord Brahma is bringing out in that, Sanatana Goswami is bringing out in the commentary to that verse by Lord Brahma, that Krishna will feel restricted. His special affection he has for Mahalakshmi will be like foot shackles that restrict his movement and prevent him from always enjoying the company of his dearest devotees. And his abodes in Vaikuntha will be like prisons, because the company of those who constantly live with him will restrict his freedom. Household life has a tendency to do that. And therefore, his freedom is restricted with all his wives in Dwarka. And therefore, again, Sanatana Goswami is bringing this point out in this verse. So in the same way, Gopakumara is expecting something from the Lord, Supreme Lord, which is in his heart, which he's experienced in his heart, which is a certain type of reciprocation, is expecting from the Lord, but he's not getting it. And that is because of the place the Lord is restricted in his ability to give it there. There, in Vaikuntha. He's restricted. And someone would, and we've said many times, someone may say, well, why didn't he give it to him there anyway? Anyways, he could have done that. But then that would defeat the whole purpose of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. The whole purpose would be defeated if he gave it to him there. Because then someone may think that, yes, that's the place. It's the ultimate place. But for Gopakumara, who had that special affection, Narada Muni is now going to tell him, look, as he says in the verse today, those pastimes give even the Lord himself the greatest pleasure. They enchant the heart, but only by a special kind of love can they be perceived. They are the most confidential mystery. One can approach them only with the highest degree of prema, like that of the residents of Raja. Surely those pastimes can never be seen by persons like me. And interesting, also in the commentary, Sanatana Goswami says, in contrast to the various speculative or imaginary opinions of the Vaikuntha devotees about the status of the Lord's pastimes in Gokul, Narada reveals to Gopakumara the conclusive truth about that special abode. Now, of course, that reference is to the verses we've read before, the whole discussion when Gopakumara began doing the sankirtan of the holy names of the Lord and his pastimes in Goloka, where were those verses? They were back in the, just not long ago. Yes. When Gopakumar was saying to, Yes, Gopakumar was saying to the mature Brahmin, I always sang openly in excellent prayers of his activities in Gokul, which reveal his greatest glories. The residents of that place, laughing with hearts melted by affection, often came to me when I was outside the Lord's presence and spoke to me in no uncertain terms, like teachers instructing a student. What did they say? You should not address the Lord like this. Don't sing his praises in that way. Just recite the standard prayers about his unlimited, most amazing glories. What are those unlimited, amazing glories? He annihilates the wicked, protects the civilized. In other words, these Vaikunthavasis, they had their speculations and their imagination of why Krishna appears like a cowherd boy. It's an illusory form that he just accepted because he wanted to cheat Kamsa, and he wanted also, you know, they gave their explanation that that was their impression. It wasn't a false impression. It wasn't a blasphemous statement. That was their realization. That was their truth. And Sanatana Goswami brought out the point that he brought out the point in one of those verses. Yes, because the devotees in Vaikuntha have these different attitudes for two reasons. Bhakti takes on different qualities in accordance with the various disciplines performed to achieve it, such as the cultivation of knowledge. Second, the personality of Godhead for his various pastimes requires different moods in his devotees. That's their mood. In any case, none of the Vaikuntha devotees have said anything wrong. Without a doubt, pure devotional service in any form can earn one the highest benefit, even entrance into Sri Vaikuntha Dham. So they were not in any way blasphemous statements that the Vaikunthavasis were making about the Lord's pastimes, even referring to his form as a young cowherd boy who goes into the pasturing ground and undergoes all the, why they even said, why would they want to undergo the, all these inconveniences, walking around in bare feet, taking care of cows? Why would somebody want to do these kinds of things? Now, that was their suggestion. Please don't make statements like that here. Look who the Lord is. He's not pasturing in the pasturing fields with cows. He's sitting on a throne in royal opulence. He doesn't have to perform such menial activities as pasturing, going into the pasturing grounds with cows and calves. That's their realization. And Lord Narayan, of course, gives them fully the opportunity to experience that realization and that ecstasy in their worship of him, in his restricted ways. It really gives you a sense. I mean, when you really think about it, how unlimited Krishna is. And if we start thinking about how unlimited Krishna is, I realize that it can put us in a mood of awe and reverence. And we're trying to avoid that, but we're still in Vaikuntha. But that's exactly what happens. That's exactly what's happening to the residents in Vaikuntha. And that's exactly what's happening to Gopakumar in Vaikuntha by everybody reminding him about how unlimited he is that it's sustaining this, or not sustaining. It's, in Gopakumara, it's not sustainable, our reverence. But it's kind of reinforcing that maybe this is the highest place. Maybe this is who I'm looking for. Maybe this is, and Narada Muni is even going to suggest it, stop thinking they're different personalities. They're the same personality. Don't worry, and you'll be happy. You'll be fully happy. But really, this unlimited ways that the Lord manifests himself in the different places and in these different abodes and with his different devotees, is it's inexhaustible. And he's unlimited, unlimited. I remember one purport that Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada was explaining why the living entities are limited. And Prabhupada explained, he said, the living entities are limited, you know, his parts and parcels are limited, because if they were unlimited, then Krishna couldn't be unlimited. But to be unlimited, he has to have unlimited potencies and limited potencies. Then he's unlimited. So if he's always unlimited, you're limiting him. You can't limit him. To be really unlimited, he has to have unlimited potencies and limited potencies too. This makes him unlimited. And this is Prabhupada's argument in Chaitanya Charitamrita of how unlimited Krishna is. And this, therefore, understanding his unlimited nature evokes a certain amount of awe and reverence towards Krishna. And therefore Narada Muni is saying to Gopakumar, by a chain of logical reasoning, you have concluded that nothing is higher to achieve than this abode, and you are certainly correct. Truth cannot be other than this. But now he's going to explain in the next verse why Gopakumar is in this abode. In the next verse, he says, Savai Savai Vinoda Sakalo Parishtal Loke Kvachit Bhati Velo Bayansvan Sampaja Bhaktim Jagad Isha Bhaktya Vaikuntam Ityatra Katam Tvayekshyaha. It is in a certain world, somewhere above all others, that those pastimes are to be seen, enchanting the Lord's devotees. But by your bhakti for the Lord of the creation, you have come to Vaikuntha. How can you see those pastimes here? Commentary. Gopakumar, his interest aroused, wants to know where he can see the supreme pastimes of the Lord. Narada answers, but those pastimes are going on in a particular place above every other material and spiritual world. Since that unique place is most secret, Narada cannot show it to Gopakumar at once. Secret, it's like everyone's sequestered in Goloka. It's a very secret place. They have Since that unique place is most secret, Narada cannot show it to Gopakumar at once. Gopakumar will have to earn his entrance. He should not expect to see those pastimes in Vaikuntha, because in the world where those pastimes go on, the mood of the Lord's devotees differs from the predominant Vaikuntha mood of awe and reverence. In that higher world, the most intimate friendship with the personality of Godhead prevails. A devotee can attain that world only by knowing the Supreme Lord in loving friendship. And of course, as we have so many times said, knowing the Supreme Lord in loving friendship means knowing Krishna as your friend. Forget Supreme Lord. You know, this is Jnana Sunya Bhakti. This is Kevala Bhakti. You know, in Vaikuntha, it's Aprakrita. Excuse me, in Vaikuntha, it's Adhokshaja. But in Goloka, it's Aprakrita. Adhokshaja means, yes, it's beyond one's ability to fully understand, but still this knowledge, that's, we've oftentimes explained the five types of knowledge, which is pratyaksha, paroksha, aparoksha, adhokshaja. Prabhupada talks about this in several places. Pratyaksha, paroksha, aparoksha, adhokshaja, and aprakrita. Pratyaksha means that knowledge which is obtained by sense perception, which is inferior. Paroksha is knowledge which is received by descending, by hearing from somebody who knows, but may not necessarily be transcendental knowledge, but it's received from somebody else. Aparoksha is the impersonal Brahman realization, which is achieved by that knowledge of the process of giving up or rejecting everything of this world and totally renouncing this world. Adhokshaja is that knowledge which is revealed to the devotee by his means of worship of the Lord, and that knowledge includes an awareness of being in Vaikuntha. Includes an awareness of the Lord's transcendental opulences, which he displays in Vaikuntha. And aprakrita means jnana sunya, which means no knowledge, without knowledge. They have no understanding whatsoever of Krishna's divinity, neither do they know that they're in Goloka. They don't know, they don't care, they don't need to know, and there is nothing that is going to change that jnana sunya status. And therefore, Gopakumar in Vaikuntha, he's still aware of the supremacy of the Lord. And therefore, as explained in the commentary, a devotee can attain that world only by knowing the Supreme Lord in loving friendship, or, as we have explained, only by knowing Krishna as one's friend. So, we'll read a couple more verses and then we'll begin chanting japa. Bhagavat Paramaishvarya Prantasima Prakashane Vaikunte Smin Mahagopya Prakata Sambhavet Katam. How can this greatest secret be revealed here in Vaikuntha? With the extreme limit of the Lord's all-powerful opulence is displayed. Commentary. Devotees can realize the most intimate pastimes of the Supreme only in the special place conducive to the rare moods of loving Him in dearest friendship. Text 134. Shokam, Shokam Sarvam Vihayemam, Shrimad Vaikuntanayakam, Nijeshta Deva Bhudhyayva, Vikshasva Bhajama Bhidam. Put aside all this lamentation and just see the divine master of Vaikuntha as the same Lord you cherish. Don't consider them two different persons. Commentary. Gopakumara will have his mind pacified if he simply understands that Lord Narayan is his own Madan Gopal. He is. No doubt about it. He is. But in Vaikuntha, he's not displaying it. But he is. All expansions of the Lord are non-different in that sense, but they display different features according to the place and persons involved. But he is. And Narada Muni is trying to encourage Gopakumara, trying to pacify him. You know, this is it. This is Madan Gopal. But as will be revealed, Narada Muni is going to meet with him again in Dwarka. And in Dwarka, Narada Muni, the same Narada Muni, someone may say, well, why didn't Narada Muni tell him in Vaikuntha? Why? Because Gopakumara had to earn the right to move on. That point was already made. He had to earn the privilege to move on. And he earned it. Well, how did he earn it? He didn't give up. He didn't give up that mood, which was inherent, which was his nature, and which he naturally wanted to experience in relationship to Madan Gopal. So that is how he earned it. And if we try to look at the example, we should understand that that is also an example for how we can earn our rightful place wherever it is we aspire to go. I was just today, Prabhupada's lecture today, my God, it was so good. It was so good. I want to get it. Oh, maybe I can get it here. No, I can't get it on this computer. I don't have it on this computer. The transcript. Prabhupada was talking about today's lecture. He was talking about pratyaksha, paroksha, aparoksha, adhoksaja, and aprakrita. And Prabhupada was speaking about, again, adhoksaja, and how it was, Prabhupada called it the path of vidhimarg, adhoksaja. He says rules and regulations. And of course, Chaitanya Charitamrita says the same thing. Those who strictly follow the rules and regulations of the scriptures perfectly, that they achieve Vaikuntha. And Prabhupada was explaining the same point. But then Prabhupada in today's lecture, he said it was a lecture in Kapila Siksha, verse 20-something, can't remember. In the lecture, he said, but aprakrita, he says, is ragmarg. And Prabhupada says, this is what we aspire for. And then he said, and he went on to explain that the mood that is experienced of aprakrita in Goloka is the mood that we aspire for in a Krishna consciousness movement. And then he concludes it by saying, this is real success. This is real success. It's right there, right in his lecture. I'd like to find it. If I Which lecture? Please send. Yadubar says, I could find it very quickly. It's on, it's, if you give me 1 minute, I'll, just 1 minute, I'll read it. It's so ecstatic. Okay, I found it. This is just today during lunch. This is Prabhupada's lecture. Prabhupada says, so at hoc, he stops. We have to approach that at hoksaja. There are different stages of knowledge. Pratyaksha, paroksha, aparoksha, at hoksaja, aprakrita. So we have to approach the aprakrita, transcendental, above the material nature. Adhoksaja is almost nearer than the lower grade of knowledge, pratyaksha. Paroksha, paroksha. What? Paroksha, paroksha. Something I might have copied wrong. They are in the Kanishta Adhikari. Acharya, no, wait a minute. What is this? Anyways, so Prakrita stage is pratyaksha, knowledge, direct perception, and knowledge received from parampara. Pratyaksha, paroksha, then aparoksha, self-realization, then adhoksaja, aprakrita. So Krishna consciousness is aprakrita knowledge. It is the topmost platform of knowing Krishna, aprakrita knowledge. So long we are up to the adhoksaja knowledge, that is regulative principles. We have to follow the regulative principles strictly. And aprakrita knowledge is for the paramahansa. There is that is called raga bhakti. In these stages, pratyaksha, paroksha, they are called vidhi bhakti. But without vidhi bhakti, you cannot reach to the platform of raga bhakti, although that is our aim. Raganuga, raga bhakti is executed following the footprints of the devotees in Vrindavan. That is called raga bhakti, Krishna's personal associates. Not to become directly Krishna's personal associate, but following the footprints of Krishna's eternal associates, we can come to the stage of raga bhakti. That is called para bhakti. That para bhakti is required. Brahma-bhuta prasanatman asochati nakankshati samaksaveshu bhuteshu madbhaktin labhate param. So this Krishna consciousness movement is gradually developing up to the stage of raga bhakti or para bhakti. Then life is successful. That was today's Bhagavatam class given in Bombay. On Srimad Bhagavatam 3:26, 35, and 36, January 12th, 1975. So, you're smiling, Yadubar Prabhu. You have a big smile on your face. All right, so we will end and begin with chanting some japa. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Siddhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama. Who are interested, the English version of the webinar will be on Sunday, December 27th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it will move along a lot faster than the last two sessions we had in Russian. And there'll be less emphasis on registration and more emphasis on the resources that are available on the website. So that will be on December 27th, Sunday, 10 a.m. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudevi
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Won't turn off.
Okay.
Hare
Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,